I smell like beef. 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 I smell like beef.
I love exploring pizza.
Oh, good for you. Now you're going to probably get a bellyache.
Or two bacons a month.
You can't eat two bags of candy.
I'm craving some sush.
I only have like one bite of candy, are you serious?
Mom, get my nuts! Get my nuts! This smells delish.
We had Ben and Jerry's so very often. We would go to, after rehearsal or a show, we would go to the grocery store and get snacks. And we would get ice cream. And eventually we found out that Ben and Jerry's makes those like little cups now that are like
a
cup.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because a normal thing of Ben and Jerry's is
a pint.
How many calories? It's like insane.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous how bad it is for you. Why does Ben and Jerry's taste so much better than any other ice cream?
Because it's made with love in the stitches.
Didn't they get in trouble recently for having some sort of like chemical in their ice cream? I feel like they did.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was crack. That was probably what it was. Yeah, I think it was crack, actually. I mean, everything's made of chemicals, really. I learned that on Bill Nye. We're made of chemicals. Did you know that?
Herbicide?
Yeah. Is that what you're finding? Herbicide?
Controversial hermicide are found in Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, they got in trouble for that a little while back.
Hmm.
Because it's so much better. Like, it's so much better than... I don't even... When I see, like, Haagen-Dazs, like, because I feel like back in, like, the 80s and 90s, Haagen-Dazs was really big. I don't even consider getting... Haagen-Dazs.
I feel like Haagen-Dazs is probably really good, too, though.
Yeah, but it's no Ben and Jerry's. It's neither Ben nor Jerry.
No, neither. Neither, neither, either, neither. Either.
What's your favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor?
Half-baked.
That's the one with the cookies, the
cookie dough and brownie dough.
I used to be a chocolate, they have a chocolate fudge, but now I'm more of a fish food guy.
What's the one with the monkeys and the bananas?
Chunky Monkey, I believe.
Chunky Monkey. I think that one's probably good too.
Do you ever get the Cherry Garcia one?
No, I don't really like cherries in my ice cream.
I don't consider it for a second, because I like fruit. I don't like fruit in my chocolate.
I don't mind bananas.
Bananas are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas are fine, but I hate like those like chocolate oranges that you like. Remember when we tried those as a kid? Remember we got like a chocolate orange?
I do think orange flavor and chocolate does go well together though.
I don't like it at all. I don't really care for apples and chocolate. I don't really care for
apples and chocolate.
Cherries
now,
and
that's
chocolate.
Not a thing that I've done before.
Chocolate covered strawberry is pretty good though.
That is pretty good.
But not what I consider, not what I want in my ice cream. But bananas, yeah, bananas slap.
Banana slap, banana, blah, 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 blah. All right, well, but you know what I really wanted to talk about? Amazon.
Well, first we should say welcome to Fatty Fatty No Friends. This is a spinoff of the Nobody's in New York podcast.
The illustrious, critically acclaimed Nobody's in New York podcast. The best segment, the show within the show, Fatty Fatty No Friends, has now become its own independent show.
Funny how we set out to do a theater-inspired podcast, and now we're almost exclusively, now we have a podcast just about food.
Yeah. I mean, I knew.
But you know, the kind of funny that makes you breathe out of your nose a little harder.
Like when you first see Aaron when he wakes up in the morning.
No, that just makes me hold my breath. Oh, just kidding. The other day, Aaron was fucking with me. You guys both climbed into bed with me. I was talking to Mom on the phone, and you both...
Yeah, we did a Mom episode that day, as Aaron put it, and made me laugh very hard.
It was so cute. I was talking to my mom on the phone, and then Aaron decided to talk to his mom on the phone. It was adorable. And then you guys both climbed into bed with me, and then Aaron goes, "Oh, you stink. You need to take a shower."
Should we set up a mic for Aaron?
He's got to go to bed. Okay, he's got to go to bed soon.
Well, feel free to hang out as long as you wish.
Aaron's been doing
the truffle shuffle out the door.
No, he's doing the whole 30. He's ripped, by the way, because of it. And he's been eating a lot of bland
unseasoned meats.
But
you know what? The house smells just divine.
And he looks great. But we have been, you've been, I should tell the listeners, we've mentioned it on Nobody's in New York. I don't know if we mentioned on this podcast yet, but Tim is training for Joseph. He's going to be playing Joseph and Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Dream Goat.
A notoriously shirtless role. And I am far from. I got the notorious part down.
Some people would say that Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is a bad musical. But did you see what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you know, I think it was very funny.
Well, goats don't baa, sheep do.
Well. It's a kind of funny joke, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a farm animal joke. So, but grocery shopping. So we thought that we would have an episode about Amazon. Amazon,
yeah.
I'm a piranha. I'm from the Amazon. You know what that's from?
Yeah, Finding Nemo.
Okay, just making sure.
I always know.
I know.
It's fun to check.
Sometimes you don't acknowledge it, so I can't tell if you know.
I did the teeth biting thing that she does next.
Oh, see, I didn't get that.
Oh.
If you had been like, what's that from? I couldn't have told you it's from Finding Nemo.
True.
So Tim's got some Amazon. What's the list?
Well,
you
first
have?
You wanted to talk about Amazon Prime.
Well, I did because we're in New York. We're two nobodies in New York, if you will. And... one of the things that I've complained about on Nobody's in New York so many times is
shopping for groceries.
The grocery store game in New York City sucks. And don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about, you other New Yorkers, because I've had smart asses be like, well, I don't know what grocery store you go to, but mine. I don't care where you go. Even if you go to Trader Joe's, which in my opinion is the best.
Yeah.
If you go to Trader Joe's, that's definitely the best. But even there, it's a fucking madhouse.
Well, you got to know when to go.
Yes. Yeah. You do. Well,
but we still have to, you know, take a 20-minute train ride back home.
Yeah.
Back to and from.
And you have to do a lot of tricks. You have to set your grocery cart in one spot and then walk around and pick up your groceries and set them down, you know, walk back and forth. Or you have to just get in line right away and literally do all of your shopping while you're in line to check out.
Yeah.
But this...
But they also have like 20 registers open.
They do. No, it doesn't take a long time, but it still takes longer than it does in anywhere else.
Yeah.
To be at Trader Joe's. But a couple of weeks ago, a friend of ours, Ryan Blanning, who's a listener to both of the shows, shout out to Ryan, told us that he finally tried out Prime. What is it called? Prime Fresh? Amazon Fresh?
Amazon Prime Fresh.
Amazon Fresh, I believe.
Well, one of them, which one is it?
It's Amazon Fresh.
It is?
Yeah.
Which one makes you do Whole Foods exclusively?
Not the one we do.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So Amazon Fresh is the one that we do. That's the one that, because I do all my shopping on the phone. So I know what it is.
Yeah.
And so he said that he saved a lot of money doing it and doesn't have to go to the grocery store and stuff. And I've always thought, well, I don't want to spend the money on it. It must be more expensive. It's not.
It really is not.
We finally decided to give it a shot and it's been a total game changer.
Yeah. It's so great.
I mean, I haven't had
next day delivery.
It's and you get to
in the morning,
and you get to choose what time they deliver it.
Oh, okay.
Which is between 9 and 11, which usually means that it shows up at like 9:05.
Yeah, it comes right away.
The other day, they delivered our food. One of the bags was missing for some reason. Like I don't know what happened. 2 minutes after the delivery guy left, I got a call from Amazon.
A phone call, not an email.
A phone call. His name was Sam. Still is probably.
Yeah.
And he was so helpful. And he said, well, I can either schedule you a time to have that bag delivered tomorrow, or I can just refund your money. I said, just refund it. We'll just order, you know, we're ordering it. Because I didn't want to have to worry about sticking around. I didn't know what the next day was going to look like. It is so easy and so simple. I mean, to never have to go to the store again in New York City is amazing.
Yeah, but we could if we wanted to. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the great thing about Amazon is you can order from them, but you can still go into the brick and mortar stores if you want to.
Yes.
That's just one of the great things about Amazon.
Or you can order certain things that maybe are more cost effective to get off of Amazon.
Yeah.
Like bananas.
Oh, my God. We order so many
you
bananas.
You get so much bananas from them.
Yeah. And it's so cheap. Yeah, it's really great.
It's like, seriously, what was it, like $1.10 for 5 bananas?
Yeah, something like that. Something obscene like that. Something obscenely low.
Yeah. So, highly recommend. 10 out of 10. Love Amazon.
Sometimes they don't have everything available that you want, but you can
True.
Basically find a variation of it.
Also, if it's something you really need, you can run to the store and get it.
Yeah, the thing that I really like about it, though, too, the produce has been fantastic. And produce in New York City is so hard to find.
So hard.
Well, it's not hard to find, but good produce is hard to find.
Well, and with that, I mean, like, we haven't purchased broccoli for instance, because it's more expensive.
But I can never find good broccoli in New York City.
Yeah.
I have bought my produce from the little stands like on the street before. Was that like those cash only stands? A lot of people are like, I don't really trust those. I can't.
It's not to trust. It's a stand. What do you think that they're like pissing on it?
I don't know. They get.
It's all not a hot dog cart.
Well, they get all their stuff from the same places the grocery stores do. The shitty, shitty grocery stores do. You mean to tell me that you trust Super Food Town or what's the shitty one? Key Foods?
Yeah.
More than, I mean, Key Foods. Do you trust that more than the people selling the produce on the side of the street? That Key Food smells so bad that I don't even want to breathe the air in.
Yeah, that is so true.
And I'm not exaggerating. It's that bad.
Yeah. Also, these stands are where you can find like avocados the size of footballs. And that's not an exaggeration. So, I wouldn't distrust those. I just feel like they're probably cash only, right?
They're cash only. But I just started always carrying $10 cash with me in New York City.
You hear that, muggers?
Yeah, so it's been a total game. I mean,
it's great.
I don't think I'll ever need to do all my weekly grocery shopping again.
No, it's really
the amount of time that I save. What does it
take? It's free delivery if your purchase is over $50.
Which, when do you not spend $50 on groceries every week?
I feel like even if I was by myself, I could make that happen.
Oh yeah, totally. No, it's great. It's really great. So I'm going to be sticking with that. I freaking love that. I mean, what does it take to go to the grocery store? If we go down to Trader Joe's, which I still love Trader Joe's, and I can still get a lot more things.
Oh, if Trader Joe's delivered? Mega game changer.
You listen in Trader Joe's?
Probably not.
It probably takes about, what, 3 hours, 4 hours? 3 hours if you're fast to go down to Trader
Joe's.
Well,
yeah, because it takes time to get down there, shop, come back, and unload.
Try the free samples.
There's usually only one.
I like those little cups of coffee they have because it's just a little cup of coffee. It's just a teeny tiny little cup of coffee. You just get a little cup of coffee. It's the perfect amount that you need. Yeah. Just a little amount that you need. Just a couple hours. It's not going to keep you up at night.
There are a couple Trader Joe's exclusives, but you know, with us eating as plainly as we are, I'm not buying those right now anyway, you know?
Right. Did you want to talk about your cheat?
Oh, my disappointing cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's bound to happen when you only get one every, like, 8 to 10 days. Yeah. Alex and I have, because I'm trying very desperately to get into shape, we've only been taking a cheat. Well, I mean,
we've had a good, here's the thing. We said we were going to do it every 10 days. So the first time we did a cheat was after 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
We were only going to drink once a week. And we had a good friend in town recently, and we've definitely been drinking more than once a week, which we need to...
A lot more.
We need to reset.
A lot more.
Yeah. But he was...
We've been eating very, very well.
Yeah, it's been... I mean, we're not doing the whole... We said we were going to do the whole 30. We're not doing the whole 30.
We're doing the mostly 30.
Yeah, mostly 30. Okay, so what are we not doing that's on whole 30? We've been
the
doing...
The
drinking? I still do the protein shakes that have the... that technically you're not supposed to do because it's... Like, you're not supposed to have any dairy on the whole 30, but the protein that I have is whey protein. It's dairy free, but it's whey protein, which is
it's not really dairy free.
And it's also got the, you're not supposed to do the artificial sweeteners on the whole 30 either. Mm. And every once in a while, I'll buy a diet soda or that protein has like sucralose or whatever.
Yeah. Or the dairy free creamer that we put in our coffee.
But overall, I mean, you're down at least 10 pounds.
I don't know. I haven't weighed myself, but, my pants all fit.
Yeah.
Technically.
Which is nice. You can get them buttoned.
Yeah, I can get them buttoned and couldn't sit in them.
Yeah.
So we're on our way. We're on our way.
So anyway, why did we just bring that up, though?
Because we were talking about our cheat days. And so Alex and I decided to make... We were going to do our cheat day either today or tomorrow because those are the days that I have off. But we decided just to go ahead and do it last night because we, you know, got a few beer. We went to the gym.
Yeah, we went to the gym.
After a very long, exhausting 8-show week for me, but we still went to the gym because quitters are for shitters. Quitting's for shitting. There's something
quitting's
there.
Quitting's for shitting.
You connect the dots yourself. I'm not your mom.
Yeah.
you got to do some of the work. But we decided to make last night our cheat. And
it was the Super Bowl, too. So we had already... I was like, I feel like we have to have a couple beers on the Super Bowl if we're going to watch the Super Bowl.
Well, what I will say is, so the cheat wasn't a complete fail because I was able to get I can't drink a lot of beer because it upsets my stomach and it makes me, farty and bloated.
Oh, God.
I'll say it.
I'm not afraid to say it.
I'm not so self-conscious that I won't admit that I get farty and bloated when I drink beer or eat too much ice cream.
So big of you.
I know.
You're so brave.
So big.
It's actually taken me a long time to talk about my own farts on these podcasts.
So I was able to get, though, the rosé cider from Angry Orchard. And I love it. It's so good to me.
Yeah, that was good.
It's my favorite one.
So you had that. You had the chicken wings.
I did have that. But we were going to get a Philly cheesesteak sando because I love them. I love them.
Yeah, I love a Philly cheesesteak.
And so we went to a bodega and it's like called Broadway's Finest Deli or something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Broadway's gourmet deli. Finest gourmet deli.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we went to the one on 147th, which I have gone to before, and it hasn't been that bad. But this time, like, my sandwich sucked, guys. It was not like I was disappointed as soon as I finished it.
There wasn't very much meat on it.
It was, there wasn't very much meat. The people, you know, you can kind of tell by the attitude of the people preparing it if you're going to get a good sandwich or not.
He was a shithead, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he didn't ask me what fixings I like on it. Yeah. And I usually do, and I can say no tomatoes because the tomatoes, like, I know Devin is listening to this and is staunchly against tomatoes, but I don't mind tomatoes on my sandwiches, but these, they just were kind of mealy and soggy and, like, I don't know. I just want like a good amount of meat, some cheese, and the peppers, and some lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. And it just wasn't really, it wasn't really that. And it was like, and then we had those wings that were like, okay, they weren't spicy.
When you're only getting the one,
cheat meal, man. Yeah, I would have rather gone to McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or hand pulled noodle or something like that, and that's what hurt.
A bit of a letdown because when you're having a cheat meal, it's like, yeah, it's not my last meal, but it's like, fuck, I've been looking forward to this all week, and now I gotta wait another 10 days.
And we turned down having like baked ziti or something at a friend's house because we were trying to be thin.
Something that was probably very delicious. Yeah, somebody had offered us that. Yeah,
and home baked.
Yeah, yeah, we fucked
that one up. But you know what? It's today marks 9 more days until our next cheat.
And the good news is Amazon Fresh is great.
Yeah, and I've been having a lot of lean meat, kale, and sweet potatoes.
You did a good job. It's mostly kale, chicken, and sweet potatoes we've been eating, but it's working.
It's working, and that's what really matters. And I don't feel depraved.
And we've been working out. Should we talk about what happened at the gym?
Deprived? Deprived.
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 Deprived on account of I'm deprived. You're thinking of West Side Story.
I was thinking of West Side Story.
You just quoted Officer Krupke.
Okay, what were you going to ask me?
Well, I was going to ask you if we should talk about our thing at Planet Fitness yesterday that happened.
Yes, but we should talk about it on Nobody's in New York tomorrow.
Okay.
So make a note of it.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have anything to do with food.
Yes.
And this is a food podcast, but I want to get back to Amazon. Speaking of Amazon, our one-titted roommate, Aaron, just walked back in the room.
Okay, go ahead.
So I wanted to start a list. We'll just do it. Because it's fun. And I'll probably get angry.
Yeah, as you tend to. Yeah, you tend to when we talk about food.
No, I think this will be fun, though. This is the 24 weirdest food items you can buy on Amazon. And as somebody who loves food, loves weird food, and loves Amazon, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, totally. Me too. And I don't know this list. I have not seen it.
Yeah, which makes it more fun, I think. Okay,
but
here we go.
But we love Amazon. God, I love Amazon.
The first one on the list, and you're going to have to forgive me because they're not numbered, so I don't know how well I'm going to be able to keep track of it. But first one on the list is Cricettes, priced at $8.10. Oh, it would be really fun if we bought each of these foods and tried it as we went through the list.
Should we order them and then try them later on? We can't buy 24 items.
That's very true. That's very true. So maybe we should just make a note of some of the ones we want to try for the sake of the show.
Yeah.
Cricket. The price is $8.10. Bugs are the food of the future. Okay. I immediately have to disagree right out the gate on this one. Bugs have no place in the food realm as far as I'm concerned.
What about scrimp? That's a fish. That's a shellfish.
That's a shellfish. It's a crustacean.
They're just so close to cockroaches.
It's kind of a water bug. Yeah. But anyway.
Water bugs.
So bugs are the food of the future. Sheep lay, so make like Timon and Pumbaa and child to do young. What does sheep lay mean?
Sheeple. Like people who go along with.
Oh, okay. Let me reread
people
this.
People compared to sheep in being docile, foolish, or easily led.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to keep that in then so we all learn something. Okay, so bugs are the food of the future, sheeple. So make Timon...
This is going so... You're doing great.
I feel like it's weirdly written, this sentence. Bugs are the food of the future, sheeple. So make like Timon, Pumbaa, and child to young adult Simba and start eating these grubs by the handful while singing about not giving a damn about anyone or anything.
Okay, that's a tricky ass sentence. Right. I'll give you that. That's Thank tricky. You. That is tricky.
So... It's at least moderately tricky, yeah. Yeah. So, Crickets, the picture, there are three different flavors you can get, and there is sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, and bacon and cheese. Ugh.
Oh, God. But I feel like we have to try that.
Oh, God, really? Oh, God, I don't know if I could.
Oh, what? Now you're going to bitch out on me?
It looks like a fucking bug in every way.
Well, it is a bug.
Well, I know, but, like, they don't hide it in any way. Like, it's just like a cricket.
Oh, really?
With, like Cheeto dust.
Yeah, because, like, chicken nuggets, they do a pretty good job of making sure it doesn't look like a chicken.
Okay, I got to pull up Amazon. I have to know. I have to, like, look these up as we do them.
Oh, I think I found it.
Crick.ets. Like, E-T-T-E-S.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. I just Googled that S. Oh, should we do a sampler pack?
So this has it as $6.51.
Oh, God. You know what, dude? Okay, so here's what I'm thinking about this.
Ugh, gross.
Because part of me feels like I don't know that I could actually eat it without throwing up.
I really don't think I could do it.
But here's what I'm also thinking. As a New Yorker who's terrified of bugs and especially roaches... This might be like an episode of Maury Povich or something like that. Do you remember when they would make those people face their fears?
Oh, yeah. I do exactly.
Like they'd
make
them hold a cockroach and then they wouldn't be afraid of them anymore.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This might kind of help me get over that fear.
Dude, if you want to try them.
Like if a roach scurries across my foot on the street, which never happens. But if I see a cockroach on the street or in, God forbid, in my apartment here in New York, I feel like I could be like, nah, that's nothing. I fucking eat these
crickets.
I ate your cousins.
Yeah. This here is an edible insect sampler pack of three crickets, bacon and cheese flavored, larvas, barbecue flavored, and chocolate dipped insects.
I mean, it's trick food, right? Like, nobody's like, oh my God, have you had crickets? I love them.
Well, essentially what they've done is they've been like, okay, so crickets can't hurt you. They probably, you know what I imagine this tastes like? If you just chew a sunflower seed with the in shell.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably what it tastes like. And they're probably not harmful for you in any way. And that's why you can eat it. But, like, I don't know. This might be a step too far. Shall we move on?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
We can add, I mean, you can write it in a list if you want to.
I jotted it down.
Okay, next one. Squid ink. Price $13.95. I actually like squid ink pasta, even if it makes my mouth look like the penguin from Batman Returns. But now I can enjoy my squid ink straight from the jar with a spoon.
Oh my God.
So these look like little vials of squid ink in this picture that they're showing.
Okay, oh my God. I know I can't eat that. I would eat a cricket so much. Oh God. I can't.
Okay,
I can't
so I've had squid ink though, and it tastes like nothing.
Yeah, but the squid ink pasta is black.
Well, yeah.
Oh man, that's so
gross.
Oh,
but you can get a jar of squid ink. Yeah, I see here now.
Oh my God, that looks so gross.
See, I've had squid ink, though. It literally tastes like nothing. So they put it to, like, I don't know. I don't know what the appeal is supposed to be of it.
It's trick food. That's what it is. Squid ink pasta.
Yeah, but this is fancy. One time, like, squid ink is, like, very fancy.
One time I went out to Korean food with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't had Korean food. And this person said, oh, I'll order for you. I know exactly what to get you. And the woman came out with... purple noodles. Tim's pouring himself a glass of wine. Another glass of vino there. Came out with purple noodles and they were cold. And then she proceeded to cut them with scissors.
Weird.
Yeah, it really weirded me out. I didn't love it. I don't know why you'd want pasta color. Why do you want it to look like worms? Ugh. No, I'll eat crickets before that.
Oh, day. Well, I don't feel that way. But everyone teach their own. All right, next we have the Chinese century egg. It's priced at $15.89, according to this listicle.
And what is this? This looks like...
century egg.
This looks disgusting.
It is disgusting, Alex. It is, in fact... These preserved eggs are fairly common dishes in China, but aren't really 100 years old. But, like, they might as well be. And in the picture, I want you to picture a rotting eyeball. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like a rotten hard-boiled egg cut in half, complete with green and black. And I cannot imagine eating such
this
a thing.
This looks absolutely putrid.
Can you do me a favor, Alex? Can you look up what a century-old egg actually is? Or look up what a Chinese century egg actually is. I need a real description here. A real one.
Yeah, so it says here that century eggs, okay, are millennium egg, skin egg, and black egg is what they're known as. Black egg. Okay, so that tells you everything. Are a Chinese preserved food product and delicacy made by preserving duck, chicken, or quail eggs in a mixture of clay, ash, salt, quicklime, and rice hulls for several weeks to several months depending on the method of processing. Through the process, the yolk becomes a dark green to gray color with a creamy consistency and strong flavor due to the hydrogen sulfide and ammonia present, while the white becomes dark brown translucent jelly with a salty flavor. How many words did I just say that sound like things you should certainly not be ingesting? Sulfide, ammonia.
Pretty much a lot of them.
The transforming agent in the century egg is an alkaline, there's another one, salt, which gradually raises the pH of the egg to around 9 to 12 during the curing process. The chemical.
So it's like a pickled egg that's also old, right?
It's yeah, okay. Yeah, basically a pickled egg. Nasty.
So this next item on the list I was not able to find on Amazon, actually, but is an air-chilled whole rabbit for $29.99. Trust me on this one, wild rabbits are extremely frisky and hard to catch. Once again, 21st century technology steps in to make our lives that much faster. Less fun, but easier. Yeah, if I'm going to eat a rabbit, I don't know that this is the way I would do it.
I see here some pictures of rabbit, like, as it's, like, being prepared, being cooked, and it looks really bizarre. It looks really bizarre to see something on four legs. I've never had rabbit. I've heard it's good. I would try it.
Yeah, I would, too.
Don't you feel like it's weird, like, if somebody asked you, have you ever had rabbit? You're like, no, but I'd try it. What if somebody said, have you ever had bunny?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what? Speaking of that, this has nothing to do with food, but I was talking to a patron the other day at work. Because he had been sitting next to me, and mostly what I do at work is tell people where the men's and women's restrooms are. You don't say, so you say the men's room, you don't say the women's room. You say the ladies' room.
The ladies' room?
You say the ladies' room. Where's the women's room? Ooh, that's weird.
Where's the ladies' room?
You're gonna go, where's the men's room? It's men and ladies. It is not men and women, and it's not ladies and gentlemen. You don't say, excuse me, where's the gentleman's room?
I always say, excuse me, where's the shitter?
I like what British people do.
Where's the thunderbox?
The British people say, where's the ladies' toilet? Or where's the men's toilet? Or where's the toilet? They don't say, where's the bathroom? Nobody's taking a bath in there.
Nobody's taking a bath. You know what I can't stand is when people say, excuse me, where's the powder room? The powder room.
I would just say, sorry, we don't have one of those.
Yeah, I don't have time to deal with you pretending like you don't have an anus. Okay? It's not the powder room. You're not going in there powder.
I mean, most of the time they're going in there to pee.
Girls pee out of their butts. Everybody knows that. Oh, they're even a baby. Butts.
The next on the list is 50 Ways to Eat Cock.
Whoa.
It's a chicken cookbook.
Oh, I thought maybe you had just opened up the wrong app on your phone.
No. It's 1332. I know. I'm surprised your mom didn't write it too. The next one is pre-filled communion cups.
Like just literally pre-filled.
Literal little plastic cups,
you know,
with juice in them.
Our church had those. Our church had those.
No, our church put Welsh's into little plastic cups like that because you can buy communion cups.
Okay, well, I've seen these before.
Okay.
I've definitely seen these.
They're before. Called fellowship cups this one is.
Can you get them with wine?
I think I assume that's what's actually in them. Let's see. Let's see if we can find it on actual Amazon and look more.
Sounds like a fun drinking game. A huge waste, though. What a waste. So much garbage.
Oh, communion. You can get them with the little wafer on top, like a little.
Yeah, I've definitely seen those before. Yeah, it's like a little snack pack.
Yeah.
It's a little communion snack pack.
They're not cheap, though. Well, 100 for $22, it looks like.
$100 for $22.
This is $22. This is a 500 count for $85.
$85. Are you kidding me? Okay, wait. Let's do the
math. Is it wine in there?
I don't think so. I think it's juice.
It's a juice, grape juice blend and wafer, yeah.
So if you do
a pack of four.
How many for 20? $20 for how many?
Oh, I don't know. But look, listen to this. A four pack of 500 counts are $1,024.
$1,024?
Yeah, but let's say you're a church, right?
For how many?
For 2,000. So it's 50 cents a cup, essentially. A little more, maybe like...
Okay, you buy more, you save more. That makes sense. Yeah.
50 cents a cup, that's probably not bad.
I mean, God's a businessman. He invented business.
Well, tithing. There you go. I just think these things are... Okay, first of all, I don't want to alienate anybody by saying communion's weird. It's not that. It's just the idea of being a kid and being really hungry and waiting for church to be over so you can hopefully go out to eat for lunch.
Because sometimes you do after church.
Sometimes you do after church. And if your church is like our church, sometimes you guys will all go to Carl's Jr.'s or something like that.
McDonald's.
Well, no, but I mean like... Remember,
or church's chicken.
Remember church out to lunch? Once a month.
Oh, I remember
the church
that.
Would go out to lunch. And it was always,
lived for church
it was
out
always
to lunch.
Someone weird. Where were some of the places we went? We definitely went to Carl's Jr. once.
We went to McDonald's.
I don't remember going to McDonald's.
We did. It was when the church was getting started. There wasn't a lot of money.
I remember we went to... there was a...
We did Mexican food. We did everything. We did pizza. We did a Chinese buffet one time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. So it's always... It's a little... I mean, ours were always a little bit blue collar.
We were very blue collar. Yeah, we wore cargo pants to our church. Cargo
so
pants and
you're
sandals.
A kid, and it's communion time, and all you're thinking is that you're going to get a weirdly textured cracker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit of grape juice.
Yeah. You know what our church did do well, though, was potlucks.
Oh, yeah, they did.
We did do potlucks well.
They did. Yeah, they really did.
Blue-collar people can
Dad would joke about some of the food that they would bring, and I can't remember what those foods were.
Well,
but
sometimes it was things like pilaf with hot dogs cut into it.
Oh, God, I've done that.
Sounds ridiculous. Pretty fucking good. Yeah. Pretty fucking good.
Oh, God, I remember Grace Betancourt would make, which was essentially a Rice Krispie treat, but she would use Frosted Flakes instead, and it was so fucking good.
Oh, yeah, Rice Krispie treats with Frosted Flakes instead.
And she would always make them because she knew how much I liked them.
Wow. Fucking
That's fellowship
She
right
was like,
there.
Let me give this little gay kid at least one win. Let me give this kid one thing.
And she told me, too. She was like, I make them because I know. She would bring something else, too, but she would always bring at least a tray of those fucking Frosted Flake Krispie Treats.
Weren't they always green, too? Didn't she, like, color?
Well, when it was
Christmas time.
If there was Christmas time, yeah. Because she would make them, like, look like little wreaths or something.
Yeah.
Or holly.
Mistletoe. Yeah, holly. Yeah.
So cute.
What do you have? What do you have next on the list?
God, okay. I need to make a note. We need to do a whole episode about potlucks.
That's a great idea. Yeah. We'll have to do some research, but that's a great idea.
50-pound bulk MSG.
Oh, my. Just a jar of MSG?
For $209. 50-pound bulk MSG. Can you look up what MSG is specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want people to know. It's monosodium glutamate. I know that. That's what it stands for. And it's found in a lot of foods naturally, like tomatoes and stuff. So when people are like, oh, MSG is so bad for you, I think it's probably one of those things like sodium in general, where like in excess, yeah. But I happen to know that MSG was made to sound like such a villain because some people are allergic to it, and their reaction is just that they get a bad headache.
Okay. So here's the thing. You've actually got it all wrong. So MSG, colloquially known as the Garden or initials MSG, is a multi-purpose indoor arena in New York City.
Oh my God.
So that's Madison Square Garden. It's located Midtown Manhattan between 7th and 8th Avenue from...
Okay, can we be... Come on.
Pretty funny bit though. Pretty clever of me. That was
it's a gel
clever.
Spice.
It was pretty clever. Okay,
you can, in fact, on Amazon buy it for 50-pound bulk for $278.87.
Okay, so MSG, glutamic acid, functions as a neurotransmitter in your brain. It is an excitatory neurotransmitter, meaning that it stimulates nerve cells in order to relay its signal. Some people claim MSG leads to excessive glutamate in the brain and excessive stimulation of nerve cells. I'm sorry, this just...
Is it boring you?
Well, no, I mean, there's just about... Who knows what... Can you tell me what I just said meant?
It's like a natural salt, but I think it's probably intense.
I think it, like, eats your stomach lining.
No,
is what it does.
No, it's not that bad. It really isn't. It's just that some people are allergic to it, and that's why it was taken off. But you can still buy, like, that's why, like, Panda Express was, like, now without MSG for, like, a long time.
Well, it's also considered a factor in infantile obesity.
Well, yeah, everything is.
Of course.
So is sugar and high fructose corn syrup, and we still put that in everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
MSG is just high fructose corn syrup that got called out more, I don't know, xenophobically, because it's MSG is directly linked to, like, Chinese food for some reason.
God, I love Chinese food.
I do too, but I don't think, like, you know what has MSG? The fucking senorita bread that we eat whenever we go home to mom's house. Yeah.
Aww.
Just a little bit on the top. It's not going to kill you. It's just salt.
Yeah. I didn't. Okay. I've never thought of it that way.
Monosodium glutamate. That's what it stands for.
Oh, okay.
Do you find your daily diet lacking in that distinct budget Chinese food taste? Racist. Do you find that healthy levels of sodium in your food just aren't cutting it for your taste buds? Now, I will say, I don't think that the average person is eating a healthy amount of sodium. Did you know that if you go to Taco Bell cantinas in New York City, when you go to order your... Okay, so what I should also say is in New York, when you go to Taco Bell cantinas, which are just Taco Bells that serve alcohol, they have touchscreen stations, as a lot of the fast food places here do, to order your food. Mm-hmm. Well, when you order regular Taco Bell things that you can just order at any drive-thru across the country and not have this happen, but you do it at one of these little touchscreen stands, and they will tell you that there is a sodium warning.
A warning, that's right.
Because there is more sodium than you're supposed to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people just plumb do it anywhere.
Well, nobody cares. Well, you're already there.
Yeah, you just drink some more water.
Yeah. They probably don't use any more salt. Like, fast food places... The worst thing for you in fast food is probably the salt, right?
I wonder if the McDonald's across the street gives a sodium warning.
I've never seen it.
Well, the Taco Bell does. Are you looking to blow your blood pressure through the roof so that you can get some doctor-mandated time off work? Then this 50-pound bulk bag of pure MSG may be right for you.
Okay, all right.
All right, a little less noise there.
Nobody's buying it to keep in their cupboards. Nobody's like, 1 cup flour, 2 cups sugar... 4 tablespoons MSG.
Of MSG.
Nobody's doing
I've never seen a recipe call for MSG.
No, that's being... I don't know who's buying that, to be honest with you.
The next item on the list is the Cat's Ass Salt and Pepper Shaker Set.
Oh, man, you got to try this. It's the cat's ass.
I, for one, only eat ass out of a cat's...
Take two.
I, for one, only eat salt out of a cat's ass. This makes it more sanitary. And a lot less weird.
Wait, what is it?
It's a salt and pepper shaker where the salt and the pepper come out of the cat's ass, but the cat's asshole is also, like, painted a little pink.
Are you blind when you're born? Do you poop in a box?
Is your asshole light pink and always out? Is it blowing kisses to all the people around? If you can and it is, you're a jolly little crap.
Is your tongue really dry?
Does it scratch when you lick?
Do you have a pink butthole and a small spiky dick?
They have spiky
dicks.
So yeah, it's just a salt and pepper shaker where the salt and pepper comes out of the holes of the butt of the cat. And it's weird. But you know, if you're a cat person, which is most single women in America, then...
It's kind of fun though. It's kind of like those little reindeer that the little chocolates come out of their asses.
Our great grandpa... Yes, it is like that. Our great grandpa Bud had a salt and pepper shaker and the little... plate that you set them on was a lady, a nude lady laying on her back, and the salt and pepper shakers were the titties.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fun of him. Pretty fun of him.
All right. Caffeinated water priced at $29.65. This just makes my brain hurt.
Well, what's the point? Is that just for people who want caffeine but don't like tea, soda, or coffee?
I guess.
You know what? Here's the thing. I looked up caffeinated water, and you know what came up? Hint. Have you ever had Hint?
No. Oh, yes. I mean, I haven't had it, but I've seen it.
It sucks, because every time I buy it, I think it's going to be carbonated, but it's not.
But it is flavored?
It's flavored, and apparently it's got caffeine in it. Okay, so that I kind of get.
All right, here's a fun one. Here's a fun one. Are you ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bacon lube.
Bacon lube.
Perfect for making bacon on the beach, if you know what I'm saying.
Whoa.
Sex. I'm talking about sex.
Yeah, got it.
So this has to be for oral sex, right? It's not to make your actual,
oh, God. That is so gross. So this is lubricant that's just flavored like bacon.
Okay, I don't understand flavored lubes. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to come out very strongly on this issue.
Yeah, that's really weird.
You don't need lube to have oral sex.
Well, if you need lube to have oral sex, your partner...
has a cat tongue.
No. I was... Okay, good point. If you need if you need flavored lube for oral sex, your partner needs to wash their penis.
Or their vagina.
Does it taste so bad? Or their vagina. Does it taste so bad that you need to flavor it with something?
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's bizarre.
I do, like, a fragranced lube I can get. I don't know. Sex can be smelly sometimes. I don't know.
If sex is smelly, though, then you got to find a different partner.
But I mean, if you want... I mean,
you don't like the pheromones.
Even if it's not smelly, maybe you just want to throw a little lavender in the mix. I get that.
Okay. If you say something like lavender, that's quite lovely.
Yeah.
Lavender or like...
maybe like a pumpkin spice.
Like a sage.
Yeah. Might be nice. Sage doesn't smell very good,
maybe
actually.
Some ginger.
Ginger's a
ginger
good
might be nice. Ginger spice, pumpkin spice during the fall might
yeah.
be nice. Apple spice for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was thinking like strawberry or like banana, and that always seems so synthetic and weird
yeah.
to me that
uh-huh.
it's like, why would you choose that?
But bacon,
maybe like a nice cinnamon.
Okay, let me. You want to eat a coochie and have it taste like bacon?
No, I absolutely do not. In fact.
Okay, so it's not really about the lube here, right? Because you don't... We have established
you don't need the lube
to do that business.
Right.
Hopefully.
Unless you're a cat and you've got a dry tongue from licking your salty butthole.
I guess so. I guess so. But if there's anything that I don't want to taste... I mean, I wouldn't... Oh, God, I don't even know how to talk about this. Do you really want the genital that you're going to feast your mouth on?
Oh, God.
It's like a piece of pork strip that's been fried in its own fat.
Ugh, and then they kiss you and ugh.
Oh. That's so gross.
Okay, what's next?
Next is a chocolate gun with a case.
What number is that, by the way? Do you know?
They're not numbered.
Okay. A chocolate gun with a case.
Our drunk roommate Max is home.
Hey, Max.
Hi. Ding dong, the witch is dead. He's the witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Hella.
Well said. I was thinking the same thing. I'm glad
Max,
somebody said it.
Speaking of food, Max did give us a strange new food item that is a Skittle that is a mint.
Oh, that's right. What was that you gave us? The weird gum that you gave us.
It's a mint gum.
It's a mint gum. Well said. It's a mint gum that
It looks and feels like a Skittle, but it makes your mouth as minty as if you had a mint gum or
yeah.
a real mint.
And then it dissolves.
And then it dissolves.
It just dissolves.
Yeah.
You
look good, Max.
You good?
I have fried Oreos.
Oh, he's got
fried
Oreos.
Oh, fried Oreos,
Oreos
are so
wait, you have them with you
good.
Right now?
I had them.
You
Where'd
had
you
them. Past tense. They went to the Wallace.
Oh, I love the... Have you been to the Wallace?
I have been to the Wallace.
The Wallace?
I've been drunker than Max at the Wallace.
What street? What are they on? 149th and Broadway?
Yeah, they're right next door to Harlem Public.
Y'all, the Wallace chicken wings, fucking banging.
Mm-hmm.
They're chicken wings. They also
I think
have,
they have fried pickles there, too.
I think they actually share a kitchen with...
The Harlem Public.
Harlem Public. I think they also have like a grilled cheese sandwich that has Doritos in it.
They also have fried avocados.
Yeah, they got some good food.
At Harlem Public. And
apparently deep fried Oreos.
And a burger with peanut butter on it. Not as gross as you'd think.
Anyway, what do you have now? What do you got?
So that chocolate gun.
Okay.
I don't know why you would need that. Yeah. Oh, this is canned smoked rattlesnake. Priced at $23.99. I mean, how cool would it be to have to pick out the pieces of dead rattlesnake from your teeth?
Well,
that's some pesos bill level shit right there.
I think it'd be kind of cool to eat rattlesnake, to be honest. I've had...
Do you think it tastes like chicken?
I've had alligator.
I've had alligator as well. It does taste like chicken, actually.
Yeah.
Spicy.
It does. It's tougher than chicken, but yeah. It was good. I guess I had alligator sausage. When did you have alligator?
At the asparagus festival.
Well, I had alligator in Florida, which is the best place
to
have alligator.
Wow, that is.
Authentic alligator. Mm-hmm.
So this company that makes the canned edible smoked rattlesnake also makes canned Louisiana alligator meat.
Okay.
And also makes canned edible reindeer meat. Now, have you had venison?
I've had deer.
That's venison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had deer. Remember, Dad would have like deer salami or some shit like that when we were kids.
Uh huh. So, my friend Sarah's dad hunts venison, and he sometimes will have the like sausage or meat or salami or whatever it is. And I've had some of that too. It's not bad. Spam snacks. 2915 to spam snacks. I dedicate this simple haiku. Who would buy this stuff? Spam snacks. Disgusting you are. Maybe Hawaii?
Who would buy this stuff? Spam snacks.
Spam snacks.
So what is it?
Oh, hint water came up.
spam stacks. Snacks.
No, snacks.
It seems to be bagged spam.
Yeah, it's like the little tuna pouches that you can get, only it's spam.
Ugh. Spam's weird to me.
Oh, spam classic flavor macadamia nuts also came up.
Like, does anybody love spam that much that that's what they're getting?
Oh, you know what's weird? Speaking of weird foods, you know who has a can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs in the cupboard right now?
Max. Max does. You have Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs?
Is it good?
It is good. I've had it.
I bet you it's good.
I haven't had it since I was about 8. But it wasn't bad.
Oh, okay. I have to interrupt this episode to say that you can get a jar of Kraft macaroni and cheese powder.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that the other
day. I will be buying it. And I can imagine mixing it with a can of Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs.
No, that sounds amazing.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I was just given a piece of information from Max that our friend Rhett, who we've had on Nobody's in New York, was nominated for a Helen Hayes Award for Best Leading Actor in a Musical.
Amazing!
Which doesn't have much to do with this podcast.
But we will mention it on Denise tomorrow as well.
Yeah, we need to mention that on Nobody's in New York. That's amazing. That's so cool. Holy shit, I did not know that. I need to text him.
Promptly.
Once we're done with this. So you're saying you want to put that cheese in there with the...
I want to see as many things as I can put that cheese into. Mashed potatoes.
Put that shit on a potato, man. That'd be so good. Yeah, that'd be so
good. Fuck.
You could put it on pretty much anything. Make some nachos. Okay. You take some Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
You put some chili with beans on it. Cut up some hot dogs. Put that in there. Put some cheddar cheese on there. Sprinkle some of that cheese dust on there. Fucking bang.
What about in some of that queso dip that Dad makes?
Why not? Why not? We're already on a highway to hell. All right, what else?
Hang on, I want to see if I can find it on the Kraft Mac and
sounds fucking
topping
good.
Soft or sauce or sprinkle, they say. And it's only $17.88 for a 20.75 ounce.
That's a tremendous amount of that. Yeah. That's like what, 20 servings of it? How much do they give you in a box?
I don't even know, but my mouth is watering and there's many different, oh God. So, okay. My life has changed for the better.
Put it on a hot dog, put it on a burger, put it on nachos.
Put it in your ramen. Come on.
Brush your teeth with it.
Canned haggis for $11.39.
Oh my God.
You heard it here first. Haggis is the next trendy superfood. I fucking doubt it.
Haggis is some sort of, let me type in haggis. What is it?
Yeah, it's like lamb guts.
Oh, wait. Okay, so it's a savory pudding, contains sheep. Haggis is a savory pudding.
Meaning sausage.
Containing sheep's pluck, minced with onion, oatmeal, suet.
Oh, no, it's a pudding, yeah.
Suet, spices, and salt mixed with stock and cooked while traditionally encased in the animal's stomach, though now often in an artificial casing instead.
It's okay. Basically baba tummy.
It's baba tummy.
It's going to give you baba tummy there.
It is baba.
It's going to give you baba tummy.
It actually sounds kind of good.
It doesn't sound terrible, but here...
Sounds like meat stuffing inside of a stomach casing.
Yeah.
This is an interesting thing about haggis. In 1971, it became illegal to import haggis into the U.S. from the U.K. due to a ban on food containing sheep lung, which constitutes 10 to
15%. I don't want it anymore.
Which constitutes 10 to 15% of the traditional recipe.
Wow.
The ban encompasses all lungs, as fluids such as stomach acid and phlegm may enter the lung during slaughter. Not sure I want to try it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody made it for me, I would eat it.
I mean, we come from we are of Scottish descent, being Stuarts. I do want to try haggis someday, but I've never had it. Never had it. But canned haggis, I don't know, man.
Canned.
Oof.
So, the next one, I initially thought was ridiculous, and now I kind of think that I would
fucks with.
I think I might get. I wouldn't mind having it, or something similar in our home.
You might want to.
It is a giant bologna sandwich wall sticker with one bite missing.
A bologna sandwich?
It's a giant bologna sandwich wall sticker with one bite missing. So it's a plain white plate with a bologna sandwich that's just two slices of white Wonder Bread with one slice of bologna and just one bite taken out of the corner.
Is there no American cheese on that?
No, there's nothing. It's the plainest looking thing.
Because when I think of a bologna sandwich, I definitely think of how Mom used to make them, because our mom used to make us bologna sandwiches.
I don't remember eating bologna sandwiches.
Oh, fuck. Come on, Tim. Don't
I know that we had
right
bologna.
Now.
I don't
Come
think
on,
Mom made it
no,
for me because I don't like
again.
It.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't like it. I don't think Mom made it for me.
Okay, well, let me tell you what she did for me.
Okay.
She used to make two. She used to take two slices of Wonder Bread. She'd take that bologna. She'd take a slice of American cheese. She'd take some lettuce. And she would put some mustard and mayo on that. And that's the most American sandwich you can have.
In a way, I think there are other... I mean, I don't like bologna. I don't really care for bologna.
Oh, bologna. What's next?
Next, jellyfish noodles. Pair them with squid ink for a feast fit for a horseshoe crab.
Ugh. Jellyfish noodles.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
Actually, it kind of just looks like pad thai.
I'm sure it doesn't taste like anything individually. It's probably
all about
the sauce.
Well, so then why do it? Why do they do it?
I don't know.
Just say you did.
I've tried jellyfish before. It's more texture. It's about the texture and less about the taste.
I feel like a lot of things have a similar texture to jellyfish that actually have flavor. Things like, you know, Jello.
No, it doesn't taste like that. It's got a crunch to it. It's more like biting through a gel, like a bouncy ball.
Ugh.
Only softer, but not soft. Here's one that I think would make a great gift for somebody. It's a giant bag of cereal marshmallows.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Here, the version that they have is by Hoosier Hill Farm, and it's priced at $10.29.
I mean, they're
and it's a hefty size bag. It's like a Walmart trail mix size bag.
How much are they charging?
$10.
I don't feel like with Lucky Charms and things like that, I really feel like there should be one yucky to every yummy. The yummies being the marshmallows. And the yuckies being the...
You know, I like the cereals, and here's the thing I'll say about that. So before, so in the old days, in addition to Lucky Charms, we had Alphabet cereal. And Alphabet cereal, I don't know if anybody remembers this, they were all alphabet shapes. And
the tracks?
Yes. And the consonants were the cereals, or the yuckies, as Alex say, but I like them because they were frosted and delicious. And the yummies were the vowels, and they were marshmallows.
Okay. So... How many vowels in the English language? 7?
A-E-I-O-U. But Y was also a marshmallow, and on top of it, it was also the largest of the marshmallow shapes.
Okay, well, there are but here's the thing. There are 5 vowels.
Mm-hmm.
And how many in the...
And Y. Y's were the biggest.
So you got 6 to every 26. So that's 1 in every 5. 6, 12, 18, 20.
6 to...
Well,
no, 6 to 20. 6 to...
So it's about... 6, 12, 18, 24. 6, 12, 18, 24. It's about 1 in every 4. About a fourth of the cereal is yummies.
Okay. Well, we don't know how many. We're not. It's not like the box is like, oh, this is 7 alphabet fulls. You know what I mean?
Well, then that's even worse than you don't know what you're getting.
Well, I'm just saying. It was an old school cereal, and anyway, the point being...
Okay, well,
being,
here's what I'm saying is that's bullshit, and I think that it needs to be... I'm going to call you out right now. No, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you out.
You're calling me out? I didn't invent the cereal.
Yeah,
I was a child.
Yeah, but you're defending it.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well...
And it's gone out of business, so clearly it was flawed.
Rightfully so. Okay.
Anyway, they had a version that, guess what, didn't have marshmallows. Guess what the version our mom was willing to buy for us? The kind without the marshmallows.
Well, that's Cheerios.
It was Cheerios, Alex. Yeah. But they were all different letters, not just O's.
No, that's terrible. Here's what I say. I say, bring back the yuckies. That's fine. I'll grant you got to have some yuckies. You can't just have a bowl of marshmallows for breakfast.
You can if you buy this giant bag of cereal marshmallows.
You can, but you really shouldn't.
On your birthday, though, you should be able to have a bowl full of cereal marshmallows.
A bowl full of mallows, of course. We're bowl full of mallows.
This I'm gonna do you one better. Mini chocolate chip cookies from Costco. Throw in a scoop of these.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That is a birthday breakfast cereal.
And you know what? Fuck it up. Just you put some whole chocolate milk in that.
Powder some Kraft mac and cheese.
Fuck it. Might be good. No, but I was going to say.
I miss 90s cereals.
Bring
so
back
bad.
Bring back the yuckies. Give me one yummy for every two yuckies. Doesn't that sound fair?
That does sound fair.
Okay, what else? We should wrap this up soon. So I don't know how many more we have left. But
I don't know either because they're not fucking labeled.
Okay, we'll scroll. We'll check.
Ketchup?
Tim, check. Yeah, we may have.
Six.
Six left? Okay, let's breeze through them. Let's go. Let's blow through it.
Ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise combo. Just to be clear, these are condiments for dogs, not hot dogs. I mean, they are condiments meant to be eaten by dogs. Ketchup. I mean, I guess you could feed your dogs hot dogs and put these on top, but that just seems a little excessive. Anyway, they have clever names. It's dog ketchup, dog mustard, and dog mayonnaise.
I actually think that that's a really great idea, and I love my dog, and I would...
I can see Mom getting these for Huck. And
I think that sounds fun.
Maybe we should get them for her for Mother's Day.
I think that sounds really fun.
Because it's only $30, and you get one of each.
I think that sounds great. I love that. He deserves it.
But she's going to have listened to this, and she'll know. But you know what? Whatever.
He's a good boy. He deserves it.
He's got some new clothes, by the way.
I think dogs in clothes is so adorable.
Huck likes his clothes, so... Kangaroo jerky for $5. If Foster's is American for beer, then Kangaroo must be Australian for beef, which leads me to believe Australian rodeos are absolutely insane.
I don't want to eat kangaroo. You can't eat kangaroo.
Canned unicorn meat.
Wait, Max, have you had kangaroo?
Yeah, in Australia, they farm them like cows. So I've had like kangaroo jerky. My dog has had kangaroo treats. You can have kangaroo steak. My sister, shout out to Maddie, is right now on a plane to Australia to study abroad for the summer and the winter.
Kangaroos seem so smart to me.
I don't know. I've never met one.
But like at sushi restaurants, you eat octopus.
Yeah, but
they're fucking smart as shit.
Are they really?
Yeah, and gross.
Ugh. I don't know. Okay. All right. I guess I feel better about eating octopus. I don't mind octopus. I like octopus.
Next is canned unicorn meat.
What? Okay, so what is it? Was that horse?
Fantasy bullshit this is.
Apparently, these cans are filled with chopped up pieces of stuffed animals.
Scottish fantasy bullshit.
Apparently, these cans are filled with chopped up pieces of stuffed animal. So I guess that's just a novelty, but I felt like including it here was warranted. And almost anything can be food if you try hard enough and know a good gastroenterologist.
Wait, but like, what is it, though? Like, what actually
is it? So in the can is, like, broken up pieces of unicorn stuffed animal.
And people are supposed to eat that?
No, it's a novelty item.
Oh. Okay.
Did you know that a unicorn is the national animal of Scotland, your home country?
I did not know that.
Fact check that shit.
National.
Max is probably Scottish, so he probably knows. No, he's not. He's not.
I'm a lousy Englishman.
But you're also other things when convenient.
Unicorn. He's right.
Wow, that's incredible.
With Scotland being famed for its love for and long history of myths and legends, it is no surprise that a fabled creature such as the unicorn is Scotland's national animal. Don't you think it should be it should be Nessie?
Yeah, probably.
It should kind of be Nessie at this point. You guys ever had canned Loch Ness monster?
No.
It's fucking good. Fucking slaps. It's fucking good. You put a little bit of that cheese dust on it. Mm.
That Kraft cheese dust?
You got yourself a delicious
treat.
Some squid ink, some cheese dust. Sauce. Yeah. A few of those mallows.
Truff hot sauce.
A little truff hot sauce, some marshmallows.
Ugh, gross. Okay.
Truff hot sauce. Have we talked about truff hot sauce on this?
No.
Y'all, you got. Have you tried it, Max?
No.
Truff hot sauce, everybody. Check out Truff. It's hot sauce with truffle oil in it.
We'll talk more about it on one of our upcoming condiments episodes.
Yes.
Thanksgiving gumballs. One step closer to Wonka's meal-replacing gum that turns people big, round, and blue. These can't be good. And they are gumballs that taste like turkey, cranberries, and also pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Not all in one. They're three separate flavors.
Oh, okay.
So like jelly beans, but gum.
I'd try it.
At Urban Outfitters, we used to sell candy canes that were wasabi flavored. We also had bacon flavored.
Ugh.
Yeah. I think there was
mint
like one.
And bacon?
No, it was just bacon flavored candy canes.
It was just a stick that tasted like bacon?
I guess. A candy stick?
It didn't have mint in it? That's kind of what makes a candy cane, right? Peppermint?
I think it's like the candy and the cane part.
I feel like it's got to have peppermint.
Well, jelly beans are all different
yeah, but if
flavors
it's just
like
bacon,
that too.
If it's just
so
bacon, it's not candy.
It's not a stick of bacon. It's candy that tastes like bacon.
So it's just sugary tasting bacon.
I don't think it tastes sugary. I think it's bacon flavored.
But what makes it candy then?
The fact that it is candy.
Okay, do you see what I'm saying? Like, what makes it candy though?
That it's made out
I'm
of
saying
candy.
What makes it candy.
I didn't
say
it
the fact that it's candy.
I didn't say it wasn't made of sugar. I just said it didn't taste like sugary bacon.
Okay.
Thank you.
I feel like the peppermint needs to be involved if it's going to be candy cane, but that's whatever.
Okay, hold on to your tits for this one, guys. Edible dehydrated zebra tarantula.
Zebra tarantula. So it's a kind of tarantula?
The can says salted. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and look this one up.
So it's a giant ugly tarantula. Oven-dried edible tarantula, a unique delicacy of Cambodia. This bag contains one zebra tarantula. which has been dehydrated and salted. They come from sustainable sources where young tarantulas are nurtured and released into the wild to replace wild-caught tarantulas.
I can easily say that I will never, ever fucking eat this.
No.
Ever.
But it might make you less afraid of spiders.
I don't think I could. I don't think so. And I don't think I ever could.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. I don't know that I could look at this and put it in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying.
Ugh.
Mm.
Oh, and there's a picture of a guy with the legs hanging out of his mouth. Yeah, nope, not going to happen.
Ooh, that sounds fucked up.
Here you can get, actually.
I'm also seeing a 15-piece game. Excuse me. A 15-piece game jerky, alligator, elk, buffalo, kangaroo, ostrich, pheasant, venison, wild boar gift pack. There's all kinds of crazy shit you can eat here. There's crickets, scorpions, tarantulas.
I think I'd be willing to try any kind of meat. Any
rhino
kind of like,
beetle, water bug. Oh, fuck.
I don't want to do the bugs. What do people want to eat bugs for?
I don't know. People are fucking idiots.
You know why
Alex?
People want to eat bugs? Because they want to show off to their friends and be like, what? What? That's why people eat fucking
bugs.
It's
just protein.
Yeah. It's not going to kill you. Fuck you. Get out of here.
Okay,
bury yourself.
That was the last one, but this is
get in the ground.
This is the bonus. One big lump of fat replica. So you can see exactly what all the excess tarantula and cereal marshmallows is becoming inside of your body.
Actually, those kind of things are kind of cool. They have them at some gym so you can see how much weight you've lost, and I think that's really cool.
So there you go. That was that list.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this episode of Fatty Fatty No Friends. A lot has happened today, and we learned a lot about ourselves, and a lot about cats, and a lot about Amazon.
Yeah.
So if you're not following us on Instagram, follow us. We are Nobody's in NY on Instagram. Write to us. Slip into our DMs on Facebook. We are the Brothers Stew. I don't think we'll be creating any separate accounts.
Not as of now, but we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We haven't even released the first episode yet.
Yeah. But if you've tried anything on this list, or if there's anything that you would try that we said we would absolutely never try, or you would just anything related at all, just go ahead and write to us.
Yeah,
Instagram's the best way to get
a
hold of us.
If you have any topics you want us to talk about, send them our way. We may or may not do it. Okay, this has been Fatty Fatty No Friends.
Yeah.
Bye.
We don't have a sign off for it yet. But,
what was it you said? What was it you said last time?
I don't know.
Check, please. 'Some people would say that Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Goat is a bad musical. But do you see what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I didn't think it was very funny.
Well, goats don't bash, sheep do.
Well.